Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Psalm 95, 1 through 7. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all kings. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The seas belong to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land, too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. I want to focus today on the last two verses. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. I can recall singing words similar to this many, many times in the years I've passed as I attend various worship services. How about you? Many have found that one quick step to a thankful heart is to spend a few minutes worshiping God. I believe that is why gathering for worship on Sundays is so important. We can open our Bibles, read our favorite passages, including the Psalms, Romans, Philippians, or any other favorite passage we may come across. Sing a few hymns and choruses while we praise and thank God for evidence of his presence in and amongst our lives. Boy, do we need his presence today. Here's another thought I came across and want to share with you as well. To worship God in truth is to recognize him for being who he is and to recognize ourselves for what we are. It is to admit that we are entirely contrary to him in so many ways, and that he's willing to make himself like us if we desire it. There's a critical thought there, if we desire it. One author continues by saying, we must worship him by a humble and true adoration of spirit in the depth and center of our souls. In other words, it can't just be lips and just words. It has to come from within us. These are words of a well-known monk from years gone by. He was the author of the Practice of the Presence of God, in which these and other thoughts about worship are found. And as you read this book or any other author who shares about worshiping the Lord, I think you begin to realize real quickly that spending time in worship awakens gratitude in our hearts, an attitude of gratitude. Oh boy, I've heard that too, have you? I hear a lot of people complaining about what they have to endure in life, much of which comes by the choices we make. Yes, certain things come upon us that we cannot expect and understand, but God doesn't abandon us. Our God loves us dearly and desires to pour out blessings upon blessings upon blessings, but we seem to ignore him and then wonder why we have to endure so many struggles day by day. We're lacking the attitude of gratitude, in my opinion, in some ways. This Thanksgiving, I wonder what life will hold if we approach the table to offer a prayer of thanks unto God for the food, and yet start by spending a moment or two checking our attitude to see if we truly are thankful for what the Lord has done. Doesn't mean life isn't going to be difficult at times. In fact, right now, we're getting bombarded, folks. I understand it. But he knows that too. And yet he's still with us. Prayer list for today, Corey Kenny, seeking the Lord's strength and healing. Kathy Steele needs our prayers. Janelle, Gary Moore's daughter, needs our prayers. My sister, as they try to figure out what's going on with her. Russ, Gail's son-in-law, blood clots. Dallas and Whitney, as they try to find a place where Dallas can work, and they're moving into a new home down in Southern Oregon. Bonnie Osborne's mom and dad, as they have COVID, and there's several other who have been battling COVID. Tim Whitehead had surgery on a vertebrae in his neck and is waiting for healing. Just pray for him. Misty Miller asked us to remember a mother who's missing some children, and we just want to lift them up. The fireworks tent and the income it brings for our children and youth. The Middle East and the struggles that are going there. Our missionaries and their families. Our nation, the church, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless and have a great day.